What if the difference between average results and extraordinary success was simply doing one more of what you're already doing? This elegantly simple yet profoundly powerful concept forms the heart of Ed Milet's transformative philosophy. The beauty lies in its accessibility. One more sales call, one more workout rep, one more attempt at that challenging project. These small actions, consistently applied, create exponential results over time. This isn't about radical transformation, but incremental improvement that compounds dramatically. Think about it. How many times have you been on the verge of breakthrough, but stopped just short? The most successful people in any field aren't necessarily the most talented. They're simply willing to push beyond what others consider enough. When everyone else stops at 10 repetitions, they do 11. When competitors make 5 calls, they make 6. That one more effort often contains the magic that separates the extraordinary from the ordinary. Life resembles swinging at a piñata. Often there's no external evidence of progress, which is why most people quit before the candy comes out. The harder the piñata is to break, the more rewarding the eventual breakthrough. What if you're just one more attempt away from your breakthrough moment? Consider Ed's pivotal moment after a disappointing presentation where only 8 people showed up instead of 40. Rather than quitting as he'd done before, he decided to give his career one more try. That single decision to persist transformed his trajectory, eventually leading to a business worth hundreds of millions. This principle operates through 3 mechanisms. First, extremity expands capacity. Your greatest growth happens when you push beyond comfortable limits. Second, winning is a numbers game. Success comes from repeatedly executing basic tasks with quality. Third, nothing creates everything. When you push yourself to emptiness, you create space for new growth and possibilities. Your identity acts like a thermostat, regulating your life at the level you believe you deserve. When results exceed these settings, you unconsciously self-sabotage back to your comfort zone, which explains why lottery winners often return to their original financial state. This thermostat gets programmed through childhood messages. To reset it, build faith in your potential and upgrade your associations. You can't maintain a 75-degree identity while surrounded by 100-degree achievers. Self-confidence grows through keeping promises to yourself. Your reticular activating system, RAS, filters what you notice, highlighting what you've programmed as important while screening out the rest. Like noticing a specific car model everywhere after deciding to buy one, your RAS creates a self-fulfilling prophecy. Your beliefs about opportunity, whether scarce or abundant, determine what possibilities you see in your environment. High performers understand that while time is fixed, our perception of it is malleable. Scientists distinguish between mind time and clock time, and mastering this difference lets you manipulate your relationship with time. Divide your waking hours into 3 mini-days, morning, afternoon, and evening. This mental shift means living 21 days per week instead of 7, creating expanded time awareness and urgency. Attack each task with a sprinter's intensity rather than a marathoner's measured pace. Guard your first 30 minutes. Avoid devices and distractions while planning your day and reviewing priorities. Measure performance frequently. While average people assess annually, top performers track weekly or monthly, and elite performers monitor daily. Focus forward instead of dwelling on the past. When you respect your own time, others follow suit. We experience 5 or 6 consistent emotions daily, and our minds gravitate toward these familiar feelings even when they're unhelpful. These patterns become our default settings, influencing countless decisions. While knowledge is learned, emotions are innate and purposeful. Fear can drive positive action, guilt connects to morality, and jealousy can transform into motivating, benign envy. Your emotional home houses either positive emotions like joy and gratitude, or negative ones like resentment and anxiety. We grow numb to these emotional houseguests, particularly when failure reinforces negativity. Many achieve success yet remain unhappy because they neglect emotional well-being. Transform your mindset through meditation and gratitude practice. Balance work with rest to prevent emotional clutter. Remember, as a person thinks in their heart, so they become. Your emotional home shapes not just your feelings, but your identity. Your thinking consists of thousands of daily questions and answers, often subconscious. The quality of your life directly reflects the quality of questions you consistently ask yourself. Even changing one daily question can transform your perspective. Replace, "Why does this always happen to me?" with, "What can I learn from this?" Or, "What if I fail?" with, "How can I turn this into an opportunity?" The most valuable questions often make us uncomfortable but challenge our assumptions. When negative thoughts arise, imagine recording and blacking them out to remove their limiting power. Transform your life through one more questions. What else can I do to show I care? How else can I reduce excuses? What's my next step toward my goal? These questions drive incremental improvements that compound over time when made part of your daily routine. Equanimity, mental calmness amid chaos, underlies all achievement. It's the ability to maintain composure during challenges, recognizing that while outcomes are beyond our control, our responses aren't. Elite performers distinguish themselves through this inner steadiness. This principle appears across wisdom traditions, from Christian peace to Buddhist mental balance. True equilibrium means accepting what we cannot change, understanding impermanence, and releasing attachments that cause suffering. It requires embracing our cosmic insignificance and accepting change. Life presents what Buddhists call the eight worldly winds: pleasure and pain, praise and blame, gain and loss, fame and disgrace. The goal isn't to eliminate these experiences, but to moderate their impact. The ideal state combines drive with peace, being aggressive with equanimity. This balance allows you to pursue ambitious goals while maintaining inner calm, the ultimate expression of the One More philosophy. Years after Ed's One More Try moment, his teenage daughter demonstrated similar resilience. Rejected by a pizzeria, she immediately tried the cafe next door and got hired, proving how one extra attempt can transform defeat into victory. Courage isn't always dramatic. Sometimes it's just the quiet voice whispering, "I'll try again." Better time management becomes life management, revealing new opportunities. By combining the One More philosophy with identity reprogramming, emotional mastery, and strategic questioning, you create a framework for extraordinary achievement. True mastery emerges from daily practice, not just understanding. The One More mindset, when consistently applied, leads to breakthroughs across all life domains. That extra effort often distinguishes ordinary from extraordinary results. This journey requires years of mindful intention, acknowledging that progress ebbs and flows. The goal is maintaining inner peace while pursuing ambitious goals, creating a life of both achievement and fulfillment.